Good Saturday morning, St. Louis. You're tuned to the Home Improvement Show right here on KMOX, the voice of St. Louis. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and I'm here for the next 2 hours. We're going to dive into everything from remodeling projects to essential home maintenance. And best of all, we're taking your calls right here today, 2 hours live on the air. We want to get in on, if you want to get in on this conversation, now's the time. We've got plenty of time for everybody. We love to hear what's going on around St. Louis, in your home, what you're facing. I know we've got the holiday coming up. Guests are going to be coming in. So if you have anything you need, you can dial straight in 314-436-7900. Again, that's 314-436-7900. Whatever you've got, leaky faucets, creaking floors, maybe a big remodel idea, I'm here to help you today. And speaking of getting into that holiday coming up, I was walking out the door to come downtown, and I kind of asked my young, beautiful bride on the way out the door. I said, anything happening when I come back? Anything going on? And she said, well, just getting ready for company for next weekend. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Get the rooms ready. Get the bathrooms ready. Have everything ready to go. I'm sure she's got a bigger list than mine. And we'll be working on that. I'm sure you're going to be working on the same thing too. So, hey, grab a cup of coffee, pull up a seat. Let's get into it. Let's see what's going on, how we can help you protect your home, work on your home, invest in your home, your chances. You can ask anything. Let's find out who's on the line first. I think we have Ed already got in on the game. So, hey, Ed, thanks for calling in. What's happening?
So my son-in-law is having an issue with his ductwork in his basement. It's condensation is leaking all through the ceiling tile. Okay. And the guy came over and said, it was built too close to the vent. There's not enough air in there, and it's kind of, and then when the air conditioner's on during the summer, it builds up a lot of condensation and drips right onto the ceiling tile. Can we just put a vent, a 2-foot by 2-foot vent there instead of the ceiling tile and give it enough air? Because the guy suggested, oh, you need to pull all that out and, you know, get the proper amount of distance between the ceiling tile and the ductwork.
That is definitely a part of it. So is there that drop ceiling, is that in all of the finished area of the basement?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's a couple things that can be going on, and having that putting a vent where that ductwork is could possibly help getting air from the conditioned space. But something I would definitely say look into and think about is in the challenge that you're faced with here, Ed, is temperature difference and the level of humidity. So when temperature differences get really far apart, it takes less actual humidity in the home to start creating condensation. So what we need to try and find out is, why is the temperature difference so great, and what is the level of humidity in that basement? Because that could be another role in it. So the first thing I would advise is getting a digital hygrometer, if you don't already have one down there. It's a good idea to get one for each level of the house. If it's a two-story house, then I would say get three, put one on the top floor, the middle floor, one in the basement, and it'll just tell you what the humidity level is at any given time in the home. So that will answer the question, is there something that should be happening to remove humidity? Is there moisture coming in somehow? Is there leak somewhere? Is there water, moisture underneath the basement floor? There's so many things that could be causing moisture and humidity. But then when you look at the temperature difference, the next thing I would look for is around the outside walls of that basement at the very top, at the first floor height, there's what we call the band board or the ledger board of the house, around the house, all four sides. How well is that insulated? Are you getting any air infiltrating? Are there any gaps, openings? Is there a gas pipe coming through the wall from outside that could use to be sealed up to keep air from coming in? Because air infiltrating in from the outside around that floor will add to that temperature difference. And that's the one of the biggest things that I find when I'm out and about is you put in the ceiling in the basement, you kind of change the circumstance and trap the air above this ceiling. You get the air infiltrating in from around the outside of the house, and then all of a sudden you've got air conditioning running, all this cold air going through the ductwork, and you've got all this hot air up there around it. So sometimes insulating an air sealing around that band board to change that temperature difference is also a big help.
Okay. Well, that's a good, who would be able to help me with finding out about the band board?
Well, you could find an insulation company. That, and what I definitely, if possible, it's the hardest thing to do and it costs the most money. But if they spray the foam insulation and they can spray take out the fiberglass that's there, because generally you've got like just a R13 fiberglass, they shove it in there. It's not put in there very well, very consistent. And there's a lot of areas for air to infiltrate in between the concrete and the bottom 2x4, between the 2x4 and the band board that's sitting on it, because if it's not all attached perfectly, and then any penetrations, you've got wires, you've got an outlet out there somewhere and a wire going through, you've got the plumb or the gas line coming in, the electric line coming in, all those things like that create these penetrations, the cable line. So sealing all that up. So if they spray foam around onto that band board and they go from the plywood down onto the concrete, it will air seal and it will close up all those gaps at the same time. Now, the downside to using that type of insulation is it makes it very difficult to inspect for termites once you've done that.
Okay.
That's where they're looking for termites, from the inside of the house. Now you're either trying to look from the outside of the house and there's areas that you can't see, and that's where termites like to get in. So that's another decision to think about is, well, have I had a termite problem? Is the house treated for termites? Maybe you get it treated for termites, even though you don't have them, if you're going to do this insulation. So everything's got pros and cons to it, and positives and negatives. And that's the major one there, but I've still love to recommend that insulation because it just works so well.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Thanks for the call. Hey, let's jump into our first break for everybody else out there. Oh, we got a lot of show left. Ed jumped in real early, wanted to get to his answer. That was awesome. For you, for everybody else out there, we'll have plenty, plenty coming up for you. 314-436-7900. Finds me right here, right now. We'll have more home improvement right after this. Good news. Good news for everybody. The heat is finally easing up. Those scorching summer days are kind of giving a little way to some little more comfortable, little cooler temperatures. It's now making it a great time to tackle some of those outdoor projects. And with 4th of July coming up, like we were talking about, you want to refresh your deck. You want to fix up some of the windows, clean them up, be prepared, just maybe getting prepared for later summer, fall. This is your moment to head outside and get some of that done. I've got my list. I'm going to be trying to get to that as much as possible, getting through as much of it as possible. Again, if you have anything like that you need help with, you have questions on, anything out and about around your house, feel free to give me a call, 314-436-7900. Finds me right here, and we're downtown. We're right outside of, we've got Pride Fest going on. It's in full swing. It's a great time to come on down to the city, show some support, and maybe even get some inspiration from all the community energy, from all the buildings, the different older buildings, newer buildings, the different styles. You can grab some inspiration for anything around the house. And again, you can find me right here to help you out, 314-436-7900. And last week, you know, well, the few weeks before, we had a lot of water. Last couple weeks, it's been heat. We talked a lot about different ways to try and kind of help stay cool, keep your house at a good temperature, and running your fan on your furnace constantly can have some advantages that can really kind of help with that air movement, the air quality. And I'm kind of really talking about just setting that thermostat to on rather than auto. So auto, it's going to kick on when it needs to. So when it needs to start cooling, it's going to kick the fan on at the same time. You put it on, your auto's still going to work. It's going to kick on the coolant when you need it and when you need to change temperature in the house, but the fan will constantly run, creating circulation and really just helping that system's efficiency and helping with the air temperature, quality, everything in the home. It can do some wonderful things. We're going to try and get back into a little bit of that here in just a little bit and some of the disadvantages with it also, but we've got Donna calling in on the line, so let's jump on and see what's going on for Donna.
Hi. Thank you for the service.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We have a house that's about 130 years old, and it has an outside back porch that's covered, and the decking is starting to go bad. We've had rot and stuff. So it is it's attached to the brick house, but there's a void underneath, like a crawl space, and then they have like an outside foundation on the outside. We've had pine trimming, pine fir tongue and groove that we've used to replace it in the past, but the edge is getting really bad, and so we're thinking, and it's a maintenance issue because you have to paint it about every 3 to 5 years, and it's a pretty deep. It's about 5 or 6 feet deep to the door. So we're trying to see if there's some sort of a different kind of material that could be used other than the pine to make it less maintenance. But we don't want it. We need to have it as a tongue and groove. We don't want the slats that you would normally see on a porch, on a deck outside.
Sure.
We want it to be like a floor.
Yeah.
Do you have any suggestions?
So, yes, there is a product, like a deck flooring product out there that's called AZAC. TimberTech actually makes it, so you can kind of find it on TimberTech's website also. And they do make, it's a cellular PVC board, and it doesn't come in a whole lot of colors, but it does come in kind of like the gray and brown, which is consistently on an older home. They do have colors that usually go with that consistent color of those deck floors. They're usually like a dark brown or they're like a painted gray. And it is a cellular PVC board and it is a tongue and groove board. It's approximately the same width, like 3.5 inches or something. Might be a little bit wider than what you have, but it would look very similar. So you could take that entire floor out and replace the whole thing with this flooring, and it would be tongue and groove locked together and be a consistent color, then the only maintenance you would have would be the cleaning, if you ever get just something on top of it, if kind of the mildew that gets on top of deck floors or vinyl siding happens, it's a cleaning, power washing type of thing, and you're good.
So is that on the exterior side, like would be at the edge, are those ends open or closed? Are they sealed?
Yes.
Is it sealed there?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you mean when you, like when you cut the board, the very outside edge?
When you cut the board, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a solid board on the edge. So you would,
okay.
It might look a little bit different, you know, once it's cut of like color or whatever, because it's the inside's a little bit different than the coating around the outside of it, but it looks fine. It's good. Yeah.
So it's not going to be damaged in any way with the water, or it doesn't need like something to like a trim piece that would close it up.
Well, okay. I mean, sometimes when we, depending on the situation, when you build a deck floor like that, it's a little bit different color. It's a little bit different looking kind of material. Once you put that cut edge, you might see it and not care whatsoever. Sometimes we cover like that whole edge board with about a 10 inch tall board of the same color that you can start at the top of that floor and install it down to cover that edge and cover the whole outside board. And that's kind of an open deck. Yours might be a little bit different if you've got something all the way around, but that's something you could add after the fact too. If you got it done and saw it and thought, yeah, we should probably get some boards and cover that up, you could still do that. But I don't think it looks that bad.
Okay. So if we used to be able to do all this stuff ourselves, but as time happens, aging happens, and so we won't be able to do this ourselves. Who would we choose to, or how would we choose someone to come in and do this who takes into account we are in a historic home, so I would want to maintain that as much as possible and respect the house as well.
Yes. Yeah. And you definitely have to be very careful with a project like this for two reasons. One you've just mentioned is you want to really find something and you want it to go well with the house. And then the second one is you might need to work on the framing of that floor to support the new deck board, that new board, because wood is more structural and it can span further without anything underneath it to stay stiff and be able to walk on and everything. So these boards, you might need to add some floor joists to get the support that you need for these floorboards. So having somebody that understands how to build it as well on top of how to make it look good in the neighborhood is a hard mix to find.
Well, this is a typical to the, this actually has access to the basement through that porch, you know, like a cellar door.
Yeah.
So, and we need to maintain that because that's the only way we can pull some of our appliances and things from downstairs out.
Yep.
So they would be able to address that. Okay. So,
So I only know
any idea?
I from my perspective and what I do, and because I'm a sales consultant at Mosby Building Arts, we do this work and we can take care of this for you. And I would recommend starting there, call our office, let them know what you're thinking. And you spoke to me on the air and everything, and they can set you up an appointment for one of us, one of our consultants, to come out and talk to you about that floor, how to do it, what can handle, do you need more framing or not? How's it and really show up and educate you on all of that. And then we can figure out what it would take and perform it as well.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And then, of course, as always, the cost always comes into play as well.
But, absolutely.
It's just something that if in order to maintain the house, we have to respect it, but it needs to be, I think, replaced, because just putting in the pine boards anymore, they seem to rot, which is typical because it's all new wood as opposed to the older wood.
Yep. So. And I literally just had this conversation on a different, little bit different level a couple days ago on a wooden cedar deck. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we can repair the deck. We can fix this. We can do some of these floorboards. But you've been replacing floorboards on and off for years. You mm-hmm. stain this deck every couple of years. Now it's kind of a little more major repair because it's including an actual post on the corner that's rotting mm-hmm. out. So it's going to mm-hmm. be a little bit bigger repair. And I'm like, when do you do a whole deck, a whole new deck, and mm-hmm. get it to where you don't have to worry about all of that? Because now that this repair is even bigger, well, when's the next bigger repair happen on a different post or a different corner? And when does it start to overlap in cost? And how long do you, so many personal decisions, how long do you plan on staying right. in the home, this exactly. and that? And so, you know, we're going to gauge and kind of weigh those options because, wow, you get into this repair and say it's half what a new deck is. Well, you only need to have one more major repair. And then all of a sudden with that and staining every one, two, 3 years, you're more expensive than the new deck. So when do you kind of mm-hmm. make that decision? And when do you even make that decision, even if you're selling? Because if you're like, well, I'm only going to be here 3 years. Well, if you finance it and you're really only paying interest for 3 years, then you sell the house and then the loan gets paid off and you get more money for the house and people appreciate the new deck and your house sells yeah. quicker. There could be a lot of reasons, even if you're not staying real long, to go ahead and do a project like you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the other aspect. I mean, an older home already has so many individual maintenance things that are not typical. You know, you walk into a new house, you don't have to do anything. Well, that is not the case for this house. And I would want to make it as sellable as yeah. possible and not as intimidating to people as possible.
Exactly.
And yet I'd like to benefit from it as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then you get to live with it for a few years and love it.
Exactly.
And then everybody appreciates it. Yeah. So, hey, Donna, I'm glad we could help you out. And for you and for everybody out there, something like this that Mosby does work on, 314-909-1800 will get you. That's the number to our office. You can also go to mosbybuildingarts.com and you can create appointments and stuff on there as well. So that's what I would definitely recommend. I think we could help you out with that. And I got to get into a break here. Thanks for the call, Donna. Appreciate it. For everybody else, 314-436-7900 finds me. We're back. Home Improvement Show. Rich Orr is here to help you out today. Whatever you have going on, however I can help. A lot of planning for the next weekend, for the holiday, getting out and about, a lot to do outside. Maybe you got a lot to do inside too. Maybe you're thinking about a kitchen renovation or a bathroom renovation, looking for some ideas. Again, 314-436-7900 finds me right here, right now. We've got plenty of time for everybody. No cards until a little bit later in the afternoon. So we've got the whole show on KMOX for you to get in on the conversation, to get in on the fun. And during the break, I kind of looked up real quick on that decking, that flooring. And I had another conversation I was going to try and bring up about different types of composite decking, because we've had some questions in the past few weeks about that. So I was just looking up what this deck floor has to offer and everything. And there are, there's what, 4, 5, 6, 7, there's 8 different colors. So kind of from a mid-light gray, dark gray, into some dark brown. There's like a dark hickory color, an English walnut, and then kind of the lighter brown. So there is some really good colors that typically go with that older home kind of look. But there's another type of flooring out there that was brought up a few weeks ago about this Surestone, that it's, and there's multiple ways to make these different composite type boards. And it looks like they have a tongue and groove board also. And and that's also seems to be a really good product. So when we look at the composite boards, the different types of composite boards, there's a lot to offer. So I've got kind of a list put together. Another thing I was kind of going over with Donna a little bit is that difference in the repair versus the full rebuild, the composite replacement. What do you get out of that? And that's something that, like I said, I was just a couple days ago going over that and giving those ideas to somebody going, really, is it, I know it's more money now, but when you really think about it, everything's so expensive now and labor and everything costs so much. We are really working hard the past year, 2 years to focus on kind of like a base project, maybe a smaller project. We talk a lot more now in the past couple years about phasing projects to make them more affordable for the here and now. But a big reminder that I try and tell everybody, if you are in it for the long haul and the things we talk about, if you're committed to your house, you're going to be there 10 years plus, one, you're going to have a better chance at a better return on your investment later on, 10, 8, 10, 12 years down the road, then an immediate return on investment is difficult, if not impossible, on almost every project. So thinking with that in mind also and discussing that to kind of go, okay, if you're looking at a repair that's $20,000 and you've got a whole new thing at $40,000, well, if you have that same repair in a different area and it's 5 years later, then that same $20,000 repair, looking at, you know, a possible increase, the lowest that most remodeling materials, type work, labor rates, I mean, think about just a very standard 3% annual increase in salaries of just the cost of living. That's not even a big increase. Have you ever gotten a 3% increase in your pay and thought, man, I wish it was more? Well, when you add that on to these projects, plus as materials go up, these jobs are going up anywhere from 5 to, with COVID and stuff, 15-20% per year at times. So even if it's 5 and you wait 4 years, it's 20% higher. You're now taking that, now it's a $24,000 job. So now you're at $44,000 when you could have got the whole thing for $40,000 4 years ago. And that's why sometimes assisting and coming up with ways to help create the option to make that happen through financing and thinking of different ways with money, maybe a put off some of the payment, kind of a 12-month same as cash kind of financing. On larger projects, maybe a construction loan that combines everything and gets you a really good loan with the increase in value of the home in mind before you build it. Those are some really good options to get the work completed for you at a lower cost now, and then you can have options to either sell and pay it off and only have that interest for so long, or do it 12 months same as cash. There's no interest if you can come up with the rest of it 12 months later. I have a lot of retired clients that use that 12 months because they can pull out of their retirement accounts in different years. So you're going to do a $40,000 project and you utilize that financing. You could pull out $20,000 this year, $20,000 next year, still pay it off, but maybe it saves you money on your taxes. There's a lot of reasons and ways that we use to help try and guide you and get you through that and to understand how using someone else's money is much different in today's world, and it happens way more often. And it's a good thing, and it can be very helpful to a lot of people and a lot of projects, and it can help get what you want right away. So it's just a great thing to definitely consider, and then you can consider that with how long you're going to be in your home and everything else. So, hey, if you have anything for me, we're going to jump into our break here. 314-436-7900. Get you in. Get you right to me right here, right away. We're going to jump into a break, and we'll have more topics, more questions, more concerns, home improvement style, right after this. All right, here we are, final segment, home improvement show of only the first hour. So jump in if you need something. And we've got a whole nother hour after this one. 314-436-7900 brings the conversation straight from you to me right here on the air. We can help you and get you through anything. And we've been talking a lot about repairs versus building new, or repair versus replacing all of a certain, like, flooring or anything like that. And looking at like the wood deck repair we were just talking about versus building a complete new composite deck. Well, when you build a complete new composite deck, you're going to have your 6x6 post underneath this deck are going to be a treated lumber. All the lumber underneath it's going to be a treated lumber as your frame and your support. Well, on a cedar deck, a lot of cedar decks, because the posts go all the way through, so not only do they support the deck, but then they come through and create the rail at the same time, the post between all the rail sections. Well, makes it harder to change that post because you have to take apart decking and get in there and get that completely from the pier all the way up through the rail. Harder to do, but think about this. A 6x6 cedar rough-sawn post is around $130, and a 6x6 same height treated post is about $33. So we're talking four times the cost in the wood. So I can buy four posts for the new deck just for the cost of the one post that I'm going to replace on the repair. So even though your flooring and your rails probably start to cost, have a higher cost to them, they can be a little bit easier to install with a little bit less time. So then that kind of evens things out. And then it can really just create something. You save here, but you spend a little more there, and you just get something really good and really positive out of it. So consider all of those cost and materials cost in that, in all those scenarios. So, hey, we've got Ann on the line with a question for us. Ann, you there? Go ahead.
Hi there, Rich.
Hi.
Listen, we have to replace a basement floor drain. It is the original. The house is 50 plus years old. It is cast iron. I was told by a drain and sewer guy who came in the other day that it's broken at the P-trap.
Okay.
Of the floor drain. So our question is, getting some bids. I know there's a difference in bids based on the job if they can't tie into good piping further down. You know.
Yes.
That might be a problem. They have to go further. My question is this. I know union contractors are more expensive than others, and I understand that. But, you know, regular contractors can be, I guess, just as good and give a warranty. So my question is, what kind of money are we talking about? And if they can tie in pretty quick after the P-trap, that type of thing.
So that's a very difficult question on the – it's going to translate a lot to the type of company that you get. And the important part, too, of doing plumbing like that is the main important part is getting somebody that's licensed. So yeah. Most licensed plumbers are union shops. Not 100% of all of them are, but that's the licensing is a little more important than the union, because the training, all that comes kind of both ways through the union, through the licensing and the apprenticeship program and all of that. So making sure you've got good people comes more through that licensing. So I would definitely say it's a great idea to go with a licensed plumber, but there are people that would try and attempt it and that maybe are not. And of course that's going to be the absolute cheapest approach, but do they do it well? Do they do it right? Or is there an issue down the road? And you will probably get less of a warranty out of them. But the other thing is that you'd mentioned, and you're right, that what they told you is 100% true. I've seen these little repairs end up going 20 feet across the basement because there's just, if that pipe's broken, there's a good chance the other pipes are cracked and have issues, and they could need to go 4 more feet. They could need to go 20 more feet, and the job could quadruple during trying to do it. So the price is a very hard, difficult thing, and I would just say call in 2 or 3 different licensed plumbing companies and talk to them about it and maybe ask them about different scenarios. What if it starts getting this far? How much do you think it'll be then? And then how much do you think it is on a smaller scale? And they'll be able to guide you more on where that price is. I'm going to be so wide today, it's not
right.
Going to really
Can
do
I ask
much
another
for you.
Real question?
Well, I got to get to a hard break here for the news and everything, and it's going to be a long break. But if you want to hold on through the break or call back right after the break, we can get you on with another question. So if you want to hang on, that would be awesome.
Okay.
And we'll come back after this break, after the news. We'll have more from Ann. We got Jim calling in and a lot going on. Stay tuned.